Okay, so just for a few moments, we're going to be talking about righteousness. And I want to invite the children, because I want you to see this. Can you come and sit down at the front here? You guys are good. You want to just come and sit down these chairs here? Anybody with a little one, if you want to come to the front so that you can see what's going on up at the front, because otherwise it would be quite difficult. And over the last few weeks, alongside this theme of Advent with the candles, we've been thinking about how Jesus has been prophesied in the Old Testament. The Old Testament was written hundreds of years before Jesus was sent to earth. And we've also been picking up particular things that have been prophesied about him. So 2 weeks ago, we thought about him building a house and inviting us into his house. Last week, we've thought about lots of themes, thought about him being the Prince of Peace, him having the government resting on his shoulders. This week, as Zoe just read, we're thinking about righteousness and how God's going to send righteousness into the world in a person. And I'm not going to speak for too long. And Jesse, I do want you to be careful down there. Can you come this side? Is that all right? Can you come the other side of the manger? Thank you. And to help us understand just a little bit more about how Jesus offers us his righteousness, I've got a few different jugs filled with things. And I've also got this cloth here. And this cloth represents us, okay? And we're a part of the world. And because of this thing called sin, which we sometimes say is broken down as shove off God for the S, I am in charge for the I, no to your rules for the N. We all do this, all of us. So we're all in the same boat. And unfortunately, it stains us. So now you see that cloth is a bit stained. There's a verse again in the prophets in Isaiah 64 that says, our righteous acts are like filthy rags. So even when we want to do something good, we've got mixed motivations, and sometimes we end up hurting the people that we're trying to help. Oh, I don't even need this mic. Here we go. I'm using two mics. What a clever man. And so let's say that this is the world, and we've got big plans for the world. We say, I'm going to change the world. I'm going to help the world. So we go into the world, and unfortunately, we start colouring the world as well. Because of these mixed motivations, the world's broken, and we're a part of the world, and the world's a part of us, and it's just a bit of a mess. And yet, as we've been hearing about from the prophets, God sends his son, Jesus, into the world as righteousness, to mend the brokenness, to actually bring goodness, because who alone is good but God alone, and to restore us. And so we're stained. And Jesus doesn't force himself upon us. We'll say that this jug is Jesus. He invites us to walk with him. He says, will you open up the door of your hearts? If you do, I'll come in and be with you and completely change your world. This changes everything is our theme. And so if we choose to welcome Jesus into our life, then he changes us and he washes us clean. And you'll see now that filthy rag with those mixed motives and that ego and pride is now being cleansed. It's being cleaned by Jesus. That's the offer for you this Christmas, friends. God gives you a present. It's of his son. And he wants to come into your life and wash you clean. All of us, myself included, we have been stained by the world. There's that saying, hurt people, hurt people. We all carry to some degree hurt, pain, shame, guilt in our lives. And Jesus says, I don't want that to have the last laugh. If you let me in, I'll completely clean you. And that's what many of us in this church know, his cleansing power in our lives. But you know, the wonderful thing, friends, is he doesn't leave it there. Jesus says, no, I'm the hope of the world. My cleansing power changes everything. So I want you to go back into the world. I want you to change this. I'm going to change the world one heart at a time, but I'm sending you back into the world. I want you to go back into Peckham and change things for good. And gradually, we see Peckham begin to change. And we stay in Jesus, so I need to keep on coming to Jesus, find myself in him, and his cleansing power begins to change things here on earth. And so the question you're left to ask this morning, friends, is if you're desperate to see this world become a better place, could it be that Jesus is the answer? And could it be that he wants to use you? Could it be that he wants you to bring about the reversal that you've just seen in this jug? He wants you to bring goodness and justice and wholeness and transformation. And he wants to journey with you every step of the way as you pour out your efforts in bringing about his kingdom. What a message, friends. God sends his son that we might know righteousness as a person at work in our lives. Going to invite you to stand. And before the worship band lead us in just one or two more songs, we're going to pray together. I invite you to hold out your hands in a posture of reception. And Lord, I particularly want to pray right now for anybody. I'm thinking of maybe some of the adults in the room right now who have been carrying a burden. And it's a burden of guilt and shame, and they haven't felt that they can tell anybody else about this. And yet, Lord, you know. And I pray for your blessing upon their life right now. Would you touch them by your Holy Spirit? Would you let them know that you know, and you're not running away from them, but even right now, you're knocking on the door of their heart, running towards them, longing for greater intimacy. Father God, please would they know that your son Jesus, he is the power to change their lives and to bring them freedom, to bring them lightness of life. And Father, I want to pray a prayer over our young people. They are so amazing. They've got success for life. We see their smiles, we see their energy. And I pray that you would fill their hearts and then be sending them out into the world with your righteousness and truth, that the world might be changed for your glory. Lord, we pray your kingdom come. Would your kingdom break in? Today, this Christmas time, and forevermore.